Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. I'm your host, Greg Caponia, and I have three guests today. With me is Becca Luderschmidt, the Communications and Design Manager with the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, Riley Charles from Liquid Interactive, and Frank Facciano, the COO of the Lehigh Valley Chamber.
You have me back.
Welcome. Of course we're going to have you back. This is a chamber show. We should have you back. Just a quick note about Liquid Interactive. They have a team of digital engineers, problem solvers, and marketing technology consultants, and Liquid Interactive and Riley help us here at WDIY, and I believe they also help.
That's correct.
You they folks the at the chamber, right?
Yep, they've been a huge help for us.
Becca, congratulations. You are a recent graduate.
Yep, I graduated from Philadelphia University back in May with a degree in graphic design communication.
And this is your like first real job, huh?
Yep, I stepped out of the college. I graduated on May 10th, and I started on June 10th with the chamber.
So, how does a person get in with the chamber?
Well, Becca was an intern with us, which always helps. We get a lot of help from interns that impress us when they're with us at the time. The position opened up; the timing was right. Everybody on board at the chamber really liked her and her work when she was with us. And so when she applied, she got wind of the job. She was definitely one of the folks we talked to.
Well, terrific. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're really here to talk about communications and how people in the Lehigh Valley who are members of the chamber and maybe people who aren't members of the chamber might learn more about the sixth largest chamber in the country, the Lehigh Valley Chamber.
That's by incredible. Number of members, yes, it is. And as we discussed on the first show, largely small business. 80% of our members have 10 employees or less, and that's the secret to our success, and that's where we specialize in many ways.
Well, let's start with the old-fashioned way, good old print. We're doing radio today. You have a magazine. Can you tell us a little bit about the magazine?
So we run a monthly publication. It's called Connections. This magazine gets distributed to about 6,700 people every month in Lehigh County, Carbon County, and beyond. The magazine started out as a newsletter. It was an 8.5 by 11 packet that was sent out to people. Then we decided we were going to switch to a magazine format. Originally, this magazine did not have a cover. It started out just the first page was started out right through articles, and eventually we decided to move on to a nice print cover that you would normally see on newsstands today. And now we have a glossy cover, so it looks nicer when you get the magazine. It looks more professional, looks more clean. And inside is articles and content that's all given to us from our 32 chambers, councils, and committees. They provide all of their own content, all of the event photos, all the articles written by their chairs. And it's my job to put that all together in a magazine that, like I said, gets sent out every month.
So you're an editor.
Kind of, yeah.
And a publisher.
Yep.
And a publisher.
And a layout person.
So, Riley, is there a way for us to see this all on digital?
Yeah, of course. Like anything in print, as time evolved into the early 2000s and now here in 2019, everything kind of switched digital. So anything you can get in your hands, now we can get online. So here's where kind of that email marketing comes into play. And our role at Liquid in helping the chamber is starting to explore that avenue in ways that they can organize their content that people originally got print and now still get in a very nice, well put together magazine, but online as well. So you're hitting people kind of at different angles and different areas of their lives.
So you're talking about hitting people in different times and in different methods. How often do people maybe start with a magazine and then go to online or vice versa?
Well, I think in the case of the chamber members that look for the print publication every month, they go through it. They use it as a calendar, you know, to plan their month by the event notices that are in the magazine. They use it to go back and see who was at events in the last month. The photo pages are, of course, one of the most popular. And then the columns, as Becca said, These are submitted by the chairs of the boards of all of our chambers, councils, and committees. So it gives you a really good idea. What are they thinking about in Hellertown? What are they thinking about in Allentown? What's Public Policy Committee working on? What's our Veterans and Military Affairs Council up to next? So it gives you, if you read it, and many do, it gives you a really good idea of what's going on in the Valley via the Chamber of Commerce and the businesses and organizations that we serve.
So, Becca, do you have a page count limit?
We typically try to keep to about 48 pages. Most of our committees and councils and each chamber gets one page in that, and the rest is advertisements from our members. And like Frank said, the photo pages. So I guess like one of my goals for inside those 48 pages is to get people to not only flip to the page that is most relevant to them, but to also be interested and intrigued to go see what else is going on throughout the Lehigh Valley and Carbon County and anyone else who gets the magazine.
So this is helpful not only for people who read the magazine, but for people who might want to submit something to the magazine. How do you get somebody to keep – how do you hold their interest?
Well, I think a big thing for interest is like just the content that we produce is I always enjoy reading the articles as they're submitted to me. So to keep people like interested in it, a lot of it is just keeping everything up to date. It's like I said, it's monthly. So it's always relevant. Anything that is submitted to us is always for the upcoming month. There's always something to look at.
And people want to go into it and, you know, they know they were at an event or two last month. They want to see if their picture made it, you know, if we got a good shot of them. Everybody yeah. likes to see their picture.
Especially if they're wearing a bow tie.
And then to follow up with the rest of your question was, then we can also, you know, it's reiterated on the website. The publication is there digitally. If you flip through the digital version, of course, you can, the advertisers have a hot link to their website in the digital version. So that also comes with participating in the print publication, you get a digital part of that.
So let's hop into the digital part of this. Riley, I'm a digital adapter. You're obviously a digital native. We were talking earlier about how I actually had to take a typing class, and many people now don't take typing classes in school.
And
they just
know how to do it.
They know how to do it. Yeah. So that's what I think a lot of people who may be over 45, and I'm much older than that, don't understand how intuitive this is to the younger generation. How do you make somebody or interest somebody who's older in getting into the digital medium?
Yeah, so it's really all lying in the content itself. So, you know, we talked about those 48 pages, making sure that those are the stories that are being told that are wanting members to then transfer over to that online space. So that can happen in the way that you call out the content in the actual magazine, getting people over there. And then, you know, as the internet has become so prevalent in our society, people just know now that that's where you can go to find that extra information. So the magazine might only have 48 pages, but if you read that one page about that one specific area, local chamber of yours, then you're thinking, well, I don't know if I want to read all the other pages, but I know that I want more information about my chamber. Then, you know, it's just intuitive that you just go online and all that content would be there for you. All I can really say is that that is kind of how our society has grown towards the online space.
And you have the ability to pass these articles on via Pinterest, mm-hmm. Facebook,
the blog.
Absolutely.
What's the most successful way for you online to reach members of the chamber?
Yeah, it really all depends on the type of people that you're serving that information to. If you're looking towards really business savvy people, you know, LinkedIn is that business channel. Facebook, pretty much everyone's there right now. Just thinking about the type of content, the relevancy to that demographic, how often that demographic would want content. So if you're thinking about, you know, the younger generation, everyone really wants their information fast. So Twitter is something that a lot of people go for fast information. So really just thinking about what your demographic is interested in. But the main players here are really Facebook and LinkedIn for information hubs.
As chamber representatives, why don't you help us all as business owners or managers? How do we assess our health online?
Yeah. So I would say that as a small business especially, you are looking to just get out there. So looking at how many channels that you're actually on, how many channels are you able to connect with your members or customers? And then, you know, if it's maybe one, consider looking into other ways that you can connect with that demographic that you're serving. So, yeah, really just getting out there. There's no wrong way to really do social media as a small business because people in your community want to hear from you. They want to see what you're up to. So really just pulling the trigger and getting out there and really getting content to the people that are caring about your business.
So is it hard to get an old business to pull the trigger?
Yeah, sometimes it can be hard. But, you know, you just have to kind of bring them up to speed on why it matters for their business to be online. And then, you know, most of the time they're just like, okay, we'll do it.
Do you need a dedicated person?
I would say if you're a small business, a lot of times you can do everything. But a lot of the larger companies, especially in the Lehigh Valley, I know that they have dedicated people, dedicated teams, especially at small businesses. It can be hard because you're juggling a bunch of things at one time. But, yeah, usually it's someone who can do a little bit of everything.
I would say our larger businesses that do have their own social media managers and such are the ones that help all the through the chamber at our at many events and such are the ones that present on how to do it to our small members. I mean, they're very willing to share their tactics and strategies with the membership at large, which just makes great.
Once again, we're back to networking, chamber, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Great. When we come back, we'll talk more about social media and marketing your business with the chamber. You're listening to WDIY, and I'm Greg Caponia.
Not only is becoming a WDIY member a great way to support the programs you love, it has its benefits. WDIY members have access to our weekly member ticket giveaway emails, discover great concerts, theater performances, film screenings, and more, all while supporting the many choices and real voices on WDIY. Make your gift today at 610-694-8100, extension 7. Or WDIY.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street, the show that focuses on the Lehigh Valley Chamber. With me are our guests, Becca Luderschmidt, the Communications and Design Manager of the Lehigh Valley Chamber, Riley Charles with Liquid Interactive, and Frank Facciano, the COO of the Lehigh Valley Chamber. Welcome back.
Sure.
Let's say we do a campaign online. How do we know if it's working? What's the metric? You know, in the old days, we used to say, let's spray a little bit out there and pray that it works. But it's become far more...
Put a code on your coupon so you can track the
returns. Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. They bring the newspaper ad in, but we're way beyond that now. How do we know if a digital campaign is working?
Yeah, so I'll jump in here. Basically, when you are posting on a platform, the platforms, mainly Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, any really social media platform, has made it really easy for you to go in there and see what's going on, especially with your posts, a campaign you're doing, even just links out to your website. So really going in there and seeing what the engagement is like on those posts is key, because no matter if you have 100 followers or a million, as long as you're followers are engaged and interested in the content, you know that it's working. And that's really where you begin to grow.
What's the ultimate metric? How do you know that something has worked? What's the feedback for our business owners who are listening and members of the chamber to look for? How do they know it's working?
Well, I think a big part of the chamber social media is you can see when you go on a post on Facebook, Instagram, whatever platform you're on, you can see how many people have liked it, how many people have shared it. So I think
commented on it.
Yeah, exactly.
So if they like it, that's one thing. They like and share it, that's good. They like, share, and make a comment, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, we've all seen how something can, like a small post can go viral, like in a day. Like stuff can literally blow up, and it can go all over the world in a matter of hours, depending on like whether or not that content is relevant. If people want to see that content, they're going to share it. They're going to think, hey, maybe my friend wants to see this. They're going to pass it along, and then that person will pass it along to their friends. It's like a giant web. It just like expands and kind of goes crazy.
Is it enough for a person to see it, or do we want them to do something with it?
Well, I think it's really important in anything that you do, whether that's the print magazine, whether that's social media, email marketing, you have to include like a call to action. Like you have to encourage them to go and do something else with it. It's not enough just to look at it and see it.
So I am on Facebook, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and both of them I use for business. You know, that's how I started using it. That's how I was introduced to it. I think there might be a picture of my wife on my Facebook page somewhere, but there's really no other pictures of my family or trips we've taken. It's really to connect with my chamber family and let them know what's going on vis-a-vis the chamber on Facebook. So it's a whole different experience for me.
Got it.
Becca, right? can you tell me a little bit about what you see coming into the future for the chamber and communications in general?
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of like for our social media right now, the first thing I do every Monday morning is I check our follower count on all of our platforms. And this helps me gauge if what I'm posting on these platforms is keeping our viewers engaged. And from that, I have to determine what I need to change about what I'm posting, what I'm doing, how I'm talking to people. And like you have to be able to adapt. Like that's a huge part of like running social media and running any kind of marketing campaign is being able to adapt to the like changing trends. Like, you know, from my graphic design background, we learn in school that one of the most important things you can do, you have to stay on trend. If you're not on trend, you're not going to be relevant. People are not going to want to hear what you have to say. So I guess my plan for the chamber is we have to stay on trend. We have to stay relevant. We have to be posting what people want to see. And same thing with the magazine.
Tell us older people what being on trend means.
So being on trend is just if something you see on TV is if it's intriguing, if it's gaining momentum in the world, like if it's a trending topic, whether it's the news, something like there's videos of dogs that go viral. There's a dog that my sister follows on Instagram that it's
puppies
her favorite
and kittens,
thing to
right?
see. Yeah. So, I mean, if you see that a lot of people are liking a picture of this dog and maybe you post a picture of a dog or reshare that onto your own feed, people are going to see, hey, they're posting what I want to see and they're going to follow us. They're going to like our stuff. They're going to share our stuff.
So has the chamber figured out who their influencers are?
Kind of. I guess for how we determine what our – like I'm always scrolling through our things. I follow a ton of members on our Twitter. I'm constantly scrolling through. I see MCall posted stuff. I see Iron Pigs is constantly posting pictures of their visitors to the park. So from there, I can interact with the other stuff. Meridian College is always very active on their social media.
Yeah, I think the news organizations and now WDIY will be part of that mix. But WFMZ is always on there. Like you said, the morning call, the news. The newsmakers, or the news publishers, rather, are one of the answers to your question about influencers.
Do you think you can find people who work with the chamber who are just heavy posters and reposters that you could use as influencers the way major marketing companies do with individuals you just might be following?
Well, I find inspiration in a lot of things. And again, that's part of my like background. And like, I love the arts and I love stuff like that. I follow Liquid on Instagram, for example, and all of their posts are very consistent. They all have like the red tone to them. As soon as I see one of their posts, I know it's Liquid. Mm-hmm. So like, I guess it's a matter of your consistency. How often people post is like, that makes me, again, like you have to stay top of mind.
So the color means something?
I mean, I think so. It's a huge part of like your branding as a company, your logo, your color schemes, how like the stuff that you post, whether it's illustrations or pictures or just type, it all matters.
And we have influencers. I, on another episode, you talked to our ambassadors.
Yes.
Right. And so these are the folks that have been selected as this elite group that can really help other members connect with members.
Thanks you for making that connection.
And likewise, electronically, they do the same. And we have advocates, aside from the ambassadors, that are really good to us online and will like and share our things and get it out to their network and spread it from there.
Does the chamber have an event or a certain type of post that gets people, gets more hits?
Well, the types of posts for us that I've noticed are always the posts that show our staff and our people, not only like it's showing the faces of the company doing stuff outside of work, doing we go on
being
staff
people.
Hikes. Yeah, like it's just we're human beings and we don't. Yes, we work for the chamber, but we also enjoy spending time together. We always refer to each other as our chamber family. We love spending time together, and those posts where people can really see that are always some of our best performing posts.
So it seems to me like the most amazing thing about all this is that people like to see what you're doing other than what you do for a job.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just going back to why social media was created, it was created for people to connect with people that they can't connect with or interface with in their everyday lives. So thinking about that community aspect, no matter what you're doing on social media, those types of posts are always going to perform well because people follow you to see what your company's about. And that starts with the people. So that's just always something that really works.
So here's my dilemma as an old guy. So Becca comes in and takes our Instagram from pretty much dormant to now we have an Instagram and content, right?
I've noticed. So, nice job.
So, Frank, you should get on Instagram so I can follow what the chamber's doing. So now I'm on Instagram. Now I got like 40, 50 followers.
Right.
And I don't know what they're expecting from me. I'm a little lost here. So now I gotta start taking pictures and posting them and being active on it. As Tony Iannelli would say, you know, you go on this thing. It's like inviting somebody to happy hour, you know, old school analogy. You invite somebody to happy hour and then you don't show up. How good is that? Not very. The other thing I'd really like to say is as we talk about all, and you have to be, what was it? You have to be good at everything is basically what it is. I like to say to our staff and our members, it's and. So the old school handshake, being in front of somebody, knowing how to present yourself, knowing how to speak, interpersonal communication, that ain't going away. But you also have to be good at this electronic stuff, and you have to be able to write. I mean, right? You have to be able to write a coherent business letter, right? That's not going away. And then you have to be able to communicate in every new platform that comes along. And so nothing goes away. I remember in studying television was going to put print out of business when it first came out. And what in fact happened was that the TV Guide became the biggest selling publication, right?
Right.
So the next technology builds on and enhances the last one.
What I'm learning since doing this show is we are getting listeners from all around the country because they know that this is the sixth largest chamber in the country. And
that's cool.
People know who the Lehigh Valley Chamber is.
And that's due to a lot of work by a lot of people over the last 30 years.
So you have a great foundation to work on, Becca, with your new job. It sounds like we can look for more posts.
Yeah, I'm definitely one of, like I said, like one of my biggest goals is to be more engaged. I've been trying to start conversations with people on Twitter. I'm constantly responding to people, whether they respond to me or not, like it doesn't matter, but they will still get a notification that the Lehigh Valley Chamber responded and engaged with one of their posts.
Riley, talk to the general membership. What's the biggest mistake that people make when they think they're doing social media?
One of the biggest mistakes is consistency. People think, you know, I'm putting my post out there, people will see it, and if I get any hits back, then I'll keep posting. When really, you just have to keep posting consistently and keep updating the people that follow you. They follow you for a reason, whether you have a personal Instagram with 40, 50 followers or a corporate Facebook page with like millions of followers. They follow you for a reason and they care about what you're posting and they want to see content from you. So just being consistent there is one of the biggest pieces of advice
we give. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Would you say daily?
Well, it depends on the platform, really. Twitter, you can see people posting multiple times a day, but something like Instagram, maybe once or twice. Facebook, one or two times, maybe only five times a week. It really depends on the industry you're in or the market that you're in and the type of content that you can serve. But, yeah, just being consistent.
How consistent will the chamber be?
Like Riley said, like it really depends on your fan base. Like it depends on how people are reacting to what you're posting. Like if I see that we went down in followers, like I probably can, I can look back, see what I posted. Did I post too much? Do I need to post more? Like are people like looking to see more posts from the chamber? And I can adapt to that. So I definitely want to, my goal is to be more engaging and post more.
I get the sense that there's no rules. You just keep doing it until you, you keep on posting until you find something that connects.
I think there are more guidelines than hard, fast rules. I think different things work for different people. Again, depending on the segment, the size of your business, the nature of your business, the person, the personality of the person, et cetera.
So it's so fluid on a daily basis.
There. Yeah. You may have something.
Or, as I guess I should say, is liquid.
Yeah, definitely. I would say that because of the nature of social media, something can change every day. I get updates all the time on what platforms are changing because a lot of this is uncharted territory. As people become creators and have a phone in their hand and can post a video just using something that they pay for every month to communicate, anyone can post anything. So as this is all coming about, rules are changing constantly. So to have rules is really just not in the nature of social media itself.
And of course, the rate of change is accelerating, as we all know.
Exponentially.
And so this is just another example of how we all have to be lifelong learners. Because, again, nothing replaces anything, but you have to be good at this and the next thing and the thing after that.
And who better to teach you than the Lehigh Valley Chamber on how to learn and adapt? Becca, we're winding up here pretty soon. What's one thing that you'd like to leave us with?
I think what I'd like to leave like our listeners with is just, I guess, in terms of social and in terms of staying involved, just do that. Just stay involved, keep talking, share your voice, let people know what you have to say, and don't hold back.
Riley?
Well, I would just have to say, you know, if you are one of those smaller businesses or people involved in the chamber, just getting out there and getting, you know, what you care about to your followers is really the most important, connecting with people on that level.
Fantastic. Frank, anything to add?
Well, and don't forget to get out there, shake hands, talk to strangers in person, because that'll give you something to tweet about later, right? I think you want to meet somebody through your electronic communications, you know, if it's the right person, in business or socially or whatever. I mean, you
got it.
Without a person in front of you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to On Every Main Street with our guest, Becca Luderschmidt, Riley Charles, and Frank Facciano. Also, you're on WDIY. I'm Greg Caponia. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.